Hundreds of researchers have kicked off a Madison conference on international mercury pollution with a discussion of two issues. The first is whether science can zero in on the relative contributions of local, regional, and global sources of mercury to the overall threat to humans and wildlife. Conference co-chair David Krabbenhoft is a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says the answer to the question appears to be a qualified yes, that very close to a source of mercury, there is some effect on the local environment. And for environments far away from any mercury sources, a global pool of emissions is there.
And it's the in-between, those locations, you know, maybe there is emission sources in your region where it's more difficult to say with confidence which sources are affecting you.
Some question the idea that remote locations could be troubled by human-caused or anthropogenic mercury. But Krabbenhoft says there appears to be scientific agreement on a human source.
It's important to remember that two-thirds of even that mercury is a direct result of man's activities. Just because we call it the global background, as it's been named in the press and in scientific writings, it's not natural.
The scientists attending the Madison meeting are working on a science-based declaration about mercury that will be unveiled on Friday. The document will be sent to policymakers. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.